Friday the 11th of January, Dialogue to Shvat, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Parshas Bo, the 12 Matzolos.
Chazal tell us, the union went out of the town, faced out of the mission, which was the time, the peak of Mazel Tle, Mazel Mitzrayim, that was Zorah, the Mitzrayim worship, to show us that Hashem was mishadded the whole Kodesh of Sabriya. Hashem will let him, Einad Bavadoi, everything is ruled and controlled by Hashem himself. And the Sforan HaKadoshim say why the Yidin were Dafke in Golus Mitzrayim, more than all other nations, because Mitzrayim at that time was the greatest in Chachmas HaKishif, and they were the biggest Oved Avodah Zarah. And when Hashem was Mishadad in Marocha and took us out of Mitzrayim, it was to show the whole world that Hashem, who were Lekim Enoch Mivadah, even the Mitzrayim, the biggest Oved Avodah Zarah, the biggest Mechashvim, had to agree, and the whole world followed to see the godless Hashem. To understand a bit what the Mazalos mean, and if they affect us and how they affect us, remember every simcha, every ma'amid, we wish each other, we give a bracha, siman tov, mazal tov, yehiluna. What does mazal tov mean? What does mazal mean? And we all know the Gemara says on Shabbos, the Mechlekes in the Gemara, Nafkif Nambur. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Tehimitz Tagnin Shachol, Hashem took Avraham Avinu high in the Kechovim, and he told him, you are not Meshubed anymore to the Kechovim Mazolos, and you can have children, Lo Elizara Achrov. Hashem told us we're not under the Mazolos, and Hashem says, Ein Mazal Yisrael. So what do we mean when we say Mazal Tov, when we give brachos to other people? Many of the Rishonim are mazda, the Indian of mazda Liyisro. Rabbi Abanel has the Pashas Hanan and the Big Arichas, and Kedav HaKodesh has Marocha versus Marocha to see if we are influenced by the mazda or not. Firstly, he brings a few rayas to show that we are influenced, even Yisro are influenced by the mazda. He says Menachush, Menateva, and from the Torah is Mechiach that there is Mazal Yisrael. Menachosh, we see the Astar Gezi, he says, that can tell us, see this, can tell a person if he will strike rich, to be poor, to have children, to be ill or not. They see in the Pechov Mezolos, they see what's going to happen. So we do see there is an effect that the Mezolos have to the Ummat Olam, the same way as they have to the Eden. That's Menachush, we see that. Minateva, we see some people are stronger, some people are weaker. People have different koiches, which are from the Mazolos. And that happens to Goyim and to the Eden as well. So we see the Eden are also influenced, to some extent, by the Mazolos. And then it says in the Torah, the Pasuk of Bereishis, the Bavri Goyim, it says, Hashem created the Shemesh, the Reach, the Chuvim. Lahur al Uretz, v'limshal v'yom v'layla. The Ramban says those are two things. Lahur al Uretz is to illuminate the world. V'limshal v'yom v'layla is something else. Hashem gave a koyach to the Shemesh, the Reach, the Chuvim to have a memshala on this world. They have a koyach, a power to make things grow. Something grows from the sun, things grow from the Levona. Many things are influenced by the Shemesh, the Reach, and the Kechovim. V'limshol v'yom v'layla. Hashem gave a koich to the Yonim to have memshola on this world. We say with the Endavni, Moinu mitzvah l'kechovim, l'chilam shem yisikra. Hashem called all the stars, each star has a name. What does each star's name mean? Now if you pay 27, you can name a star. It doesn't mean that. Then every star has its own name. Says Ramban, every star has a specific purpose. Every single thing that grows in this world has a mazel that controls it for Olam Elyon. Every single star has a koich for a specific thing. Every koich has its own name given by Hashem for its specific purpose. The same way the malach has gets his name for whatever he does, for the shlichus he has to carry out. The same way, all the kachovim, all the koichas, so alyonim, the chulam shemus yikra. Every koichas has its own into the Rambam. We say in Shabbos, Toiv Moir Shavur Lekaini. Hashem created the Moiris. Toiv Hagliya Nusam Bem, Yis Moishel in Bekayav Teva. The koich, the kachovim, the shem shereach, a Moishel Bekayav Teva, the Moishel on us. And carries on state, and in the Pesukah Nevi'im we see the same thing. Eev cursed Yom Hivolda, he cursed the day he was born. Meaning the day he was born had an effect on his life. The mother which he was born controlled him. The Vayera Nevi'in Ashira, she says, Mishamayim nilchamu ha-kachovim b'mesilosa. The war was being waged by the kachovim and mazolus in Shamayim. Which means to say that the hatzlocha of the machomer in this world has to do with the kachov mazolus ba'olam ha'salyonim. If you go a step further and understand a bit the koich of the shemesh and yireach is the arzvash of Grinitz Neibshitz is mazal bariches. How kishuf works. What does kishuf mean? Gemara says Kishev Makchishin Tamale Shamal. So it explains as follows: Hashem gives koyach to the shemesh to make zov grow, or any other koyach mazolus for whatever purpose it is. For example, the shemesh will send, says to Peru, 100 kikar of zov to other countries. Each country has distributed according to what Hashem wants, different koichos, different oichos in this world. People who know how the engineering works, what each koichos has a koich for, and what it produces, they can control it by different ways. They're makhtil Hashem shlereach. They know at certain times when the hashpah comes and where it comes to. So they take the hashpah that is made for the whole world, for different parts, and they take it for themselves. They can reroute the hashpah that's supposed to go from different countries to a specific place. He says that's what means makhishin pamal shamal. Makhishin pamal shamal doesn't mean it contradicts pamal shamal. Makhishin means it weakens pamal shamal. Meaning they steal the hashpah which is made for a rabbin, they take it for themselves. He says, the Shas, the Greeks, they had the god of this and the gets of the name, and there were certain people who were great in Kishis, and they could steal Hashpos Mishamayim for themselves. There were people who were great Balakoyach, there were Noshim who had extraordinary Noi, extraordinary Yoifi, and people worshipped them, they thought they were had Koychos, because those people were big Mechashim, and they took Hashpos, which were made for a klal, for a rabbin, they took it for themselves. So instead of the shefa being distributed in different places where Hashem wanted it to be, they stole it for themselves, which made them have erichas yomim, or greatness, and wealth. The Hazdash says, nowadays we don't have anything of the sort, because Hashem, Baruch Hashem, was mevatel the koich hakishuf legamra. He said, people don't even believe now that it actually happened, that there were such people. So they don't believe in Hercules, who was some Roman figure who had great powers. He was a big machashev who took great koichas for himself, and he had great powers which he stole from the shefa which was supposed to go to the general world. He says Zelo Mazeh Shlema Melech B'chach Musoy, he did the same thing. We see Shlema Melech planted in the Beit HaMikdash Kol Me'anon Shal Zov. And the Yidin, the Shafiq Mikdash, B'nai Tzina, and Shalom B'Paz, they had extraordinary beauty. They also had great koiches and great hashpos, which they took for themselves. But why wasn't that kishis? So it explains that all the koiches, the hashpos, come from Beit HaMikdash. That's where Hashem sends the hashpos through. Before they go to the mazolus, for each koich to distribute in its own way, Shlomo Melech took it from there, took it from the truth. He didn't steal from the mazolot, which were distributing it to each place. He took it from a Shoresh, from the Shoresh Rishon, from the Makor HaKadosha, and he had the Chachma to distribute it for Klal Yisrael. So we see Rishu Benon, when he had the Machoma, he said, Shemesh begiven doim, v'yireach be'emek ayonan. He stopped the Shemesh yireach. The one of the Dura said the same thing, Moshe Benon had the Machoma, Sichon Oy, he did the same thing. He stopped the whole Bria, the Shemesh yireach, stopped him from moving wide. Sichon Oy were great Machashim. They took their koichas, the Reach Kishas, they controlled the koichas in different ways. So Moshe Benon had to stop the whole Shemesh yireach and the Kachom Mazolus in order to cut them off from their source of koichas which they could take. Just to understand what the mazolas mean, there are what we call planets. Chazal said, "Shiva koichay lechas." Koichay lechas mean planets that move on their own orbit. All the kechovim, every single kechov, are linked to each other. They're all little rounds, one ball of kechovim, and they all move once in 24 hours around the world. All the kechovim at the same time. The planets, the shiva kechovelechas, Chassal said the shiva kechovelechas, they define kechovelechas 7. Shatamcha, Chalor, Stavis, Shavsai, Tzedek, Madam, Chamo, Noige, kechovelevona. Those are 7 kechovelechas. They have their own root. They're not linked to the Kachom. They cycle around the world in different ways. The Shemesh goes once a year, the Levana once a month, and every other planet goes on its own course around the world. They go in now, there's a different Chashbonis, they're not sure themselves what the definition of planet means. It was lost of Pluto not long ago. But Chazal said, Shiva Koycholeches, the 7 Koycholeches, which have a special Koyach and special Hashpos on this world. The Noisim is there. All these 7 koich aleches, every hour of the day, they have a koich. Starting from Motzei Shabbos, from Bris Ba'olim onwards, every hour of the day is controlled by a different koich of these 7 koich aleches. Unrelated to the position where they are in the sky at different times, each hour has a different koich from a different month. Starting from Motzei Shabbos, the first minute Motzei Shabbos, continues other yom hazeh. Every week is another haschola of the koyach and mazolos. Every hour is a different mazol. The Gemara brings that we have minig. Many people have minig not to make kiddush Friday night between 6 and 7, because that's when the mazol ma'adim is shoylet. After the cheshbon starting on the Shabbos comes Friday night between 6 and 7, the mazol ma'adim is shoylet. So we don't make kiddush b'shach the mazol ma'adim. We see from all these things that there is hashpor to Klal Yisrael, some hashpor from the mazot. What does it mean? On the other hand, we know Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim. He was mishadad all the malachas hateva. He made nisim tres yamsos ma'avad ha'sinai to show us that we have nothing to do with the mazot. We're above that all. There are many psukim which say, Chas Hashem, we mustn't be mishtachve, l'Hashem Yishalech, l'Kachovim, patis l'Nech HaShemayim, we mustn't make tulas l'Hashemayim, all to take us away from Avodah Zorah and anything to do with it, that we have no shaychus to these Kachovim Adonis. Then there's the Gemara Shabbos, the Machloikis, im yesh mazal Yisrael or ein mazal Yisrael. The Gemara actually says that many Tanoim and Meroim who were born in this mazel or in this mazel and how it affected them. Famous thing everyone knows, the Gemara says whoever is born in mazel ma'adim, he has the tchunas of Ritzayach or Ritzicha. The Gemara says he can correct it by being a shoichet or a moyel or make his dam. He can take the tchunas from that mazel he was born in a good way. So the Gemara is a machlokes of yesh mazal Yisrael or ein mazal Yisrael, and the Rishonim argue how to understand the Gemara, and what we pass in life. Some say that for the Ummus Yisroel Bechlal, there's no mitzvah. The Ummus Oilem on Nishba, they have the Ashpol from the Mazavas. The Klonus Ummus of Klal Yisroel has nothing to do with the Mazavas. Explain that in a second. And the Gemara that says, Ein Mazav Yisroel, Yesh Mazav Yisroel, the Machloikis is talking for a Yochid. The Machloikis of Yesh Mazav Yisroel, Ein Mazav Yisroel. Most Amaram the Gemara say Ein Mazav Yisroel. On the other hand, Baba Noah is going to say that the Gemara, the Halacha is, when it says the Rambam says the Halacha, when there's a Machloikis and Halacha, we know the rules have to pass. We have to call them food pasuk, like Haram Nahatas or different Tanoim. But in Rambam says in Divrei Agoda, there's no clear Halacha food pasuk. So Baba Noah says we can pass in Yesh Mazav Yisroel. He goes to follow the Mahalach that even a Yochid is controlled by the Mazolus the same way the Umsalim are controlled. But it's different Kabbalah and Chassidus on Machiach that it doesn't mean Kepshuta Yesh Mazav Yisroel and Ein Mazav Yisroel. Every Yochid, a Yochid, is controlled by Hashgacha Protus unrelated to the Mazolus. Nevertheless, Abba Manel says a few Yisoidus. First of all, even if we say Yesh Mazal Yisroel, and there is some Koyach Mazolus, it's only for Buna, the one says Buna Chaim Mazoyne, the Mazal Talimus, Buna Chaim Mazoyne, has to do with the Mazal of a person. But that doesn't imply for the Tzitzkis of a person or the Rishis of a person. For the Mazal Toyin a person does, that's uncontrolled by the Mazolus. The only thing Mazolus have a Shpor are on Bunachan is only, but not on the Masim of a person. Secondly, he says, the Mazel is only Hachonah for the Teva of a person. Means to say, a person is not forced to act on the way his Mazel was born on. All the Mazel does is Hachonah for himself. It gives him the abilities, the tchunas hanefesh, to be easier or harder for different things. But it doesn't force him to act in certain ways. As we said before, every person, even if he's born in the Mazal Mazal, he can choose it in a useful way. He should control his own Mazal in a good way. He says that that's why Hashem told us, was marked us from the Shtachos, the Shemesh, the Reach, the Chol Shemayim. Because a person can think those have great purpose. He says that there are two parts. There's the Koyches Bechlal and the Koyches Befal. The Mazal HaKloli and the Mazal HaProti. Every person, he says, is born in a specific time, specific moment, which is controlled by its mazel. Every simcha, everything that happens, happens at a certain time, at a certain mazel. Which that mazel controls a person during his lifetime. So he's born on this mazel, it will affect him this way. He's born on a different mazel, it will affect him a different way. That's the Koyach HaKloli. The Koyach HaKloli, he says, from the Ummus Yisroel, is uncontrolled by the Mazalus. That's how we differ from the Mazalus. He says, Yesh Mazal Yisroel, but it's a for every Yochad v'Yochad. Bechlolus, for the Klal, is Ein Mazal Yisroel. The Hashpor, the Koichas the Mazalus has, are only through the Koichas of Mazalus. For the Goyim, Hashem is called Elekeyo Elekim, because they get their Koichas, their Chiyas, through the Mazalus. All the Ummus. Every country, every city has different prechon, different mazolus, which control that specific land. Mitzrayim had Malchus Leh. Malchus Leh was their Shefa, their Chiyas came from Malchus Leh, not directly from Hashem. The Ishmaelim have Mazal Akka. Every Ummah, every time, every country has different Kachov and Mazalas, which are Mashpia on them, Bechlolas. Mashenken, Yisroel, it depends if we're good or not. Nusati Ishmaelim Vitam, Hashem controls us unrelated to the Mazal. Even if Al Fidera Fateva, it's not for us right now, but if Oysin is Tanish and Mokum, Hashem controls us. We're not Mushba from the Teva or the Mazal at all. That's the Chlolis Yisroel. But Avnel says every Yochad on his own, he has his mazel which he was born in, and every time, every occasion, every point in life is a different mazel. Well, we need mazel tov, we need a good mazel to help us the process. But the Chlolis Klal Yisroel have no mazel, and of course Ein B'Prat Mashal B'Klal. The path always follows the cloud. Meaning, when there is a yochid who is not Oizr Shem Mokum, he will still be a part of Salasrol who are Nishba from direct Chiyas of Hashem, and he will follow the cloud. But he explains that there are two chalokim, there's a cloud and there's a path. The Ummah Yisrael B'Chlolus are not controlled by any Mazalus, the Ummah Yisrael are. The Protus, every person has his own Mazal. And we say, V'yatsin HaShoseinim HaShol Saros. We try to avoid a bad Mazal, a bad time. So that's for every Yochid. But even if we say, Ein Mazal Yisrael, Hashem, when He brings a Tovah for us, He brings it Korav HaDerech HaTeva. He brings it. So when it's a good time, we give a bracha to another person. Hashem should help that the bracha should become closer to derech hateva, even if it's a shlecha prophet. But Hashem gives us the bracha and fateh closest the way to derech hateva possible. So we want that the bracha should come the mazel tov in a time which is a good time for us. So even though we've emes, according to those who say, Ein Mazal Yisroel, there's no Mazal whatsoever for Yisroel, we are controlled by Hashgacha Protus totally. Nevertheless, the brachas that we get are always given by Oysin HaDerech HaTeva. So we always need the Mazal Tov, we always need that good Mazal, that good time, the brachas should be Chal B'Derech HaTeva. And Rav Sachs says, as well, why Rosh Hashanah is as good as the Mevatel all the Gzeiros? Because he says Rosh Hashanah is the time Hayom HaRasoilam. All Mazalos get their Hashpos from Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. That's when He gives them the Hashpos for that year, for the whole world. So on Rosh Hashanah itself, the Mazalos have no power, have no koyach. That's the day they come to get their koyachos. On that day when we daven, we avoid the Mazalos completely. So we see Rosh Hashanah come across Nefkidu, the office went out in the town, or the breaker to come out of the Surah Rosh Hashanah. Many Nisim happened in Rosh Hashanah, especially on that day, because that was the day, that is the day which is higher than the Mazalos. That's the day when the Mazalos come and get their Kaisas. So that's why all the Tfilis on the Skav in Rosh Hashanah, even if someone has a bad Mazal, he can avoid that on by Tfilis Rosh Hashanah. But the most important part is, which Tosa says there in Shabbos, and all the same saying, that even though there is a certain mazel that controls every person at different times, by tefillah and by schosim, you can be baffled with that. See Avraham Avinu, he was in the spell, so he was taken out of the mazel. And we see many tzaddikim, Tanakh and Chazal, that had shinu derech hateva, because of their tzidkus and their tzillus. So by being mispowel, that's the best way to get out of any bad mazel, if there is on the first of Chassidus Shurim, But with Chusim, you can avoid any problems. Then, just to finish off, we say every day in davening, in the Bruch of Yetzirah, we say, Hoyal Gevuros, Oysa Chadushas, Baal Mechumas, Masmei Chashiyas, Zerah Tzedokas, Barifiyas, Nari Selis, Hal Hashem, with many great things he does. So the Avadram, the Adam Farshim, explained that these seven things correspond to the 7 days of the week, which are the seven Choychoy Leches. He says the first one is the Shemesh, which is the first day of the week, Sunday, which is the Choy Hashua of the sun. Et Poel Gevuros, Ketes HaShemesh B'Gevurosa. Hashem created the sun to give Gevura in this world. That's Poel Gevuros. Oysa Chadoshes is Monday, the Yoreach, which is Mischadosh once a month. That's Oysa Chadoshes. Baal Mechumos is Maadin. That's Mars, which on Tuesday had its Koyach, which is the Koyach of Mechumos Boilin. Koyach of Cherev, of Dam. That's Baal Mechumos. Matzmiach Yishiyos, it's Wednesday, that's Mercury, which has the Koyach HaTzmich of HaTzlocha. That's Matzmiach Yishiyos, refers to that Koyach. The next day is Tzedek, that's Jupiter, which is the Re'at Tzedokas, the Tzedek and Mishpat, that's a Bezin sit on Yom Hei on Thursdays. That's the day of Koyach HaMishpat in this world. Noiga is the next one, which is Venus, which is Boyer Refius. Noiga has Shaychas to the sun, in some way, and the sun has Koyach, the Shemesh, the stock of Ma'af, the Shemesh, the Koyach of Refuah. And the same with Noiga is also Boyer Refuah. Refuahs come from that Koyach, from that model. And the last one is Shabsoi, which is Shabbos, which is Noir Sehilas. That's Boyer Gurus, Oitachadosh, Baal, Mechumas, the Rare Tzedokas, Boyer Refius, Noir Sehilas. Noir Sehilas is Shabbos, which is the Yoyim HaTehilas. That means for the Goyim, Yom Shabbos is a bad day. It's Yom Atzvus. Because Shabbos is the Emes Moire of Chom on Harise. But Hashem wanted us Dafka to keep Shabbos, to show us again that we are not influenced by the Mazel, not other Rabbi. Even the worst Mazel is for us the Torah. That's a day of Noir Sehilas. And we end up saying, Adon HaNeflos. That the Emes, even though Hashem gave all these Koiches to these different Mazolas, to control this world, have Memshol in this world in different ways, but Adon HaNeflos, Hashem is Manag this Oilem, the Seyda HaNeflos, overriding all these Koyches V'derech HaTeva. Hashem is Meshane V'derech Pele V'derech Nisim Awa Anhoga, that we shouldn't be controlled by these Mazolas. And we say this in the Bruch of Yetzirah to show us that Hashem, He was the one who created all these Kachom Mazolos, all these Ashpos, and He was the Yotze Oyer or Choyshech, and all these Koyches. With Rabbi Shlomo, we should talk about Zoyche to be to have Ashpos directly from the Shmuel of Ashkocha Prutis, and we should have Mazel Tov in everything we do.